Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for the final little bite-sized political podcast of today, Saturday, April 27th. May is just around the corner. And I wanted to thank you, of course, for downloading this, and I hope you enjoy this one. And of course, as always, my sincere thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for their continued sponsorship of my platform. Okay, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the Free Palestine demonstrations, and in particular regard those which we're seeing popping up more and more across the United States, especially on the campuses and whatnot. Now, I'm going to play you a clip, and I think it should disturb you because it does make me think that the Free Palestine movement at this point, being funded, it seems to me, by the likes of George Soros operations, is basically, it's like the BLM movement was in 2020. It's disruptive, it's divisive, it's done for political purposes, which are not the obvious ones, and we have to be very careful. So here is a little clip which is outside, this was a rally for Gaza at George Washington University. And let's listen to what one guy on the microphone says. Only lasts for 30 seconds. Listen to this guy at this pro-Gaza rally.
This wretched system, there's only one way. Just like that champ that we enjoy so much, there is only one solution. Intifada, revolution.
Got that? He said, we must have a revolution so we can have a socialist reconstruction of the United States of America. And this really is my main point in this one. It seems to me that the sort of people turning up to a lot of these pro-Palestinian rallies are the usual collective bunch of rent-a-mob, open-minded students who are just going along with whatever the current thing is. And just like in 2020, some of the ringleaders, certainly those who are speaking at these events, are they are quite extremist, and they want to bring down the United States in its current format. We must have a socialist revolution, is what he said. And I wonder, you know, if you ask the crowds in London that gathered today on Saturday, should we have a socialist revolution? I wonder how many of them would go along with that as well. And that should give some of those on our side of things who are very supportive of the Gaza situation pause for thought. And you know, listen, I do not take the line that Israel is justified in bombing the hell out of every square inch of Gaza soil. I don't agree with that. I think targeting the civilians and stuff is just morally wrong, and I've got big questions about Netanyahu. So I don't think you can take me as an Israel apologist, but I think what they've done is, if they being, you know, the puppet masters, they've taken this issue. In fact, arguably, they've created this issue, and they're using it to further cause community tensions, big community tensions, because a lot of Americans mightn't be in favor of socialist revolution. Yes, the sort of people who turn up at these university rallies are, but then they always have been. You know, they've been doing this since year dot, you know, the students. But I wonder this summer, is it possible, do you think, that these Free Palestine rallies will continue to gather and, you know, gather more steam as well and heat? And could this be like another summer of hate where we have essentially public spaces like universities being turned into mob rule, mostly fiery but peaceful? Is that possible, do you think? It seems to me that, you know, if you look at it in terms of the US presidential election, then it's entirely possible that it would be helpful if you had something like this happen, because obviously the Ukraine thing didn't get any traction. Basically, most Americans, I think, have forgotten about Ukraine, other than the fact that their government gives it billions. But beyond that, I don't think there's that much emotional investment. But they've got the emotional investment in Palestine, which has always been a student cause celeb. So they've got the emotional investment, and I think they're trying to milk it, for all their worth. I do think that the Free Palestine movement now is BLM for slow learners. Some people may disagree with me. I understand that, and I respect your point of view. But I think that this is essentially just another front for communism / Marxism / globalism. It's being wrapped up in the clothes of, in the colors of Palestine. But a bit like with in other situations, I don't think even Palestine comes into it. I don't think that they necessarily care that much. They do care about destroying the United States. And that's very much to me what they're involved in. I wonder what you reckon on that.